You're listening to Caffeine and Chaos, a podcast for moms by a mom who's just taking it one day and one cup of coffee at a time. So sit back, relax, and come join me. Hello, friends. Happy New Year. Happy February. I cannot believe that we're already a week into February. Like, what has happened? Where has this year gone? It's a blessing and a curse. 100%. A blessing because time is not creeping along, and that just means that we have been very productive and very busy here at our house. But also, I'm in slight panic mode because this is a big year for our family. We are facing a lot of possible transitions. My husband finally medically retiring from the Marine Corps. We are literally, from what we have been told, and if you're a military spouse, you understand what I mean when I say that the Marine Corps' motto is literally hurry up and wait. So anything could happen. But we were told just about a week ago that we should have my husband's final medical findings back no later than May 1st. And from there, he basically has like 90 to 120 days to get out of the Marine Corps. So right now, our mindset is August, September. That makes me incredibly nervous. We kind of have a plan for after. The tough thing is, like, my husband can't go apply for jobs until he kind of has that 90-day letter knowing when he's going to get out. Because if his findings don't come back 100% for disability rating, he's just going to contest it. And then that starts the process all the way over again. So it's like having a deadline and knowing what that deadline is, but at the same time, knowing that you could get that deadline extended. And so it's a little nerve-wracking. The good thing is, and the thing that I'm resting my laurels on, is that right now we have a house with a roof over our head. My husband has a consistent paycheck. And we do know that once he retires out of the Marine Corps, he will continue to get a consistent paycheck, which is a blessing. It'll be different because it'll just be once a month. But we will adjust to all of that. And then looking into next fall, I have really been praying about what I want to do. With my husband no longer in the Marine Corps, I feel like it allows me the opportunity to kind of branch out a little bit. And ever since being in Japan, I have found that I really enjoy teaching. And so I am prayerfully considering putting in an application to be a teacher next year. Hopefully at the kids' school. That would be my dream, is to teach at the school that my kids go to, at a Christian school. But obviously there's a lot that goes into that when you apply for a Christian school job. So we're just going to kind of see. A lot of our life is just kind of in limbo right now, and it's a little bit nerve-wracking, but I know that we're going to make it through. And I think my mindset right now is just save, optimize, make sure that everything on, you know, everybody is healthy, everybody is well. We have nothing major we need to get taken care of before my husband retires. And just kind of looking forward to the future. We are planning to stay here in the Jacksonville area. That was a decision we made over Thanksgiving. So now we kind of have to decide, do we want to rent a house for a year and continue to save our money? Or do we want to just bite the bullet and buy a house? And do we have the money to be able to buy a house? And I'm a very anxious person, so of course there's a lot that comes with buying a house that I didn't know about. I've never bought a home before. And so hearing about things like closing costs and the legal fees, and like, that's not money we have on hand right now. So all that just makes me very anxious, but I know that it will work out. It will all pan out. It will be beautiful. It will be wonderful. God has never failed our family. If you have followed along on my podcast journey from day one when we moved to Japan to now, you know that God has just continued to give our family a testimony of that. Yes, he does not fail us. So I am excited and looking forward to seeing what God has in store for us this year. I'm thrilled that we're staying here. That was a decision both of my husband and I made together. We have a community here. We have a wonderful church now. We have a life here, and I really can't imagine us living anywhere else. So, please don't mind my baby child in the back who has no patience. This is the stage of life we're in. It's driving me nuts. He asked the same question 500 times, even though I've already said yes. So that's especially irritating right now. Anyway, I know I haven't done a podcast for this year yet. There has just been a lot going on. So I'm here to kind of fill you in on where we're at and on my heart's desire for this podcast in this new year. Typically, for the new year, I don't choose New Year's resolutions. This year I did. With everything going on in our lives, I really wanted to choose some things that were attainable for me, that I could look forward to, and that I could set goals for myself. And one is to lose 80 pounds. That has been tough to jump into with everything else going on so far. Sorry, my train of thought. That has been a little bit challenging with everything else that has been going on this year. My husband's biological mother passed away unexpectedly back in January, so he was actually gone for a week and I was solo parenting, and it's just been mass chaos here. It's just kind of been one thing after another. So hopefully we're hoping that that type of stuff settles down in our lives and that we can just kind of have a clear head and a clear space as we head into this year. My train of thought today has completely left the building because my children are awake while I'm podcasting. I'm so sorry. We have really been working this year to set our sights forward. And so our goal, hopefully, Lord willing, this year, is to also get out of debt. Now, unfortunately, that will not include things like our car payment. But we're hoping to trade in our car and then trying to decide whether to rent or to buy once my husband gets out of the Marine Corps. There's just a lot of decisions that we have to make in the coming months. So it'll be a big year of transitions for us. So with all that in mind, I set goals for myself to lose 80 pounds, to be in my Bible every day, and to be deliberate about it. I didn't want to just read my Bible. I felt like, I think I did a whole podcast on this, but I feel like a lot of my life, I grew up in a Christian home and I've been told, read your Bible, read your Bible, read your Bible. Okay, that's great. You can be told that all day long. But I'd never really been encouraged to study the Bible. And then I was never given the tools to know how to study or what to study. I was just told to read. And that was a little jarring to me as an adult to kind of wake up to that fact and be like, I know how to read my Bible. I can read it all day long, but there's so many things I don't understand. And I shouldn't be depending on Sunday morning to teach me what the Bible says. Because it's still kind of that idea of just taking, whatever the pastor says as truth. And through recent experiences that our family has been through, my husband and I have really been awakened to the idea that you absolutely cannot do that. You cannot. Because pastors don't always preach scripture from the pulpit. They preach personal opinion. They preach their own personal convictions, and that's not actual doctrine. That's their personal opinions and convictions, which there's nothing wrong with. But you cannot preach it as the Bible says, thou shalt and thou shalt not, when it's not truly that. I'll share all about that in a different podcast. So really just putting my best foot forward this year to actually study my Bible, to know what it says, so that I know where I stand as a believer. And hopefully impart that to my children. I was watching something the other day. A friend posted something on Facebook that really hit me. This mother determined that by the time her child was age 2, she was going to have shared the gospel with them 276 times. That's a big deal. That's a big commitment by the time your child is 2, because how much of it are they actually understanding? How much are they taking in? You have no idea. But 276 times before your child is the age of 2, that's a big accomplishment. And it really challenged me in that, yes, my children grew up in a Christian home. Yes, we go to church. We're faithful to church. My husband and I have been involved in church. Our kids know Bible stories. Our oldest son goes to Christian school next year. All three of our kids will go to Christian school. Lord willing, someday I'll have an opportunity to teach at a Christian school. But is that enough? No, it's not. If my children aren't getting it at home too consistently in the pattern of the way that we live our lives and how we do things, are we really having an impact on our children? And so that has been really my burden this year, is to ensure that my children know the gospel and know the Bible, know who Jesus is and what he did and why he loves them, and not just your cursory everyday Bible story that any kid can hear just about anywhere from any Sunday school class. I want it to be so much more than that for them. So that has really been my mindset with that this year and putting my best foot forward there. And other than that, just focusing on my overall health, mentally and physically, of course, supporting my husband through his stuff, but losing weight, getting myself healthy again, and focusing on just spiritual growth is something that's really been important for me this year. So those are kind of the two goals I set for myself. But I also picked a word, and the word I picked was community. It took me about a week into the new year to choose this word, and I was just kind of sitting one day, I think at our kitchen table, and the word just came to me like, this needs to be your word for the year. And so I said, okay, Lord, my husband's retiring from the Marine Corps. We've decided that we're staying here at Lejeune. I want to pick this word community because I want to pour myself into the community that we have founded our family on. When I say community, I mean the group of people that we have decided to do life with. And my husband and I, as we've gotten older and been married longer and have more children, have tried to be very deliberate in choosing who we allow into our community. We have a lot of people who we're acquaintances with, but very rarely are we going to open the doors of our home and allow somebody to just walk into our children's lives or into our married life, without some stipulations. Because of things that have happened in the past, it's important for us to be guarded. But also because we have children and the way that we're choosing to raise them and the fear and admonition of the Lord being guarded in that. This last year, we had people who we thought were very good friends who just completely dropped off the face of the planet. They were asked to play an important role in one of our children's lives, and I cannot tell you what happened because we have no idea. We've reached out multiple times, but we've never heard anything back. And that broke my heart because I thought that that friendship meant more than that. Obviously, it didn't, and we just went separate ways, and that's okay. I don't think there was any ill will or maliciousness or anything at the end of it all. But to me, that makes me even more guarded as a parent because I allowed these people into my children's lives, not just into my children's lives, but to play an important role in one of the lives of my children. And just months into it, they've completely disappeared and have no involvement in any of my children's lives. And that really broke my heart. So, as a parent, just choosing to be more guarded and more consistent in finding people who align with our values, when it comes to being part of our close-knit community. And when I chose that word, I never anticipated for God to show us what that truly meant. And not just show us ways that we could pour into our own community, but ways that our community was going to pour into us. In just the matter of a week, my husband's mother passed away. He had to fly out to Arizona unexpectedly. I was left with literally 2 days' notice that I was going to be on my own with four kids for a week. We were not even members of our church yet. We literally joined our church this last, not this last Sunday, the Sunday before. The Sunday we intended to, my husband was in Arizona. The church paid for my husband's plane ticket to get to Arizona. And I'm not saying that to, give them accolades or praise. I want all the glory to go back to God because that was a huge blessing to us and totally unexpected. But to us, it stood out because God was like, you want to pick the word community? Bet money. Here's a church that really cares about you, wants to bend over backward to help you before you're even members. No strings attached because they care about you and they love you. I got texts every day from members of our church asking if we needed anything, asking if we were okay. I braved it and took the kids to church one Sunday and had some friends of ours who offered to take my kids for the afternoon. I didn't take them up on it because we came home and took naps, but just the fact that someone would even offer that, and it was not an issue for them. It wasn't a big deal. Like, that was such a huge thing for me to know that there were people who genuinely wanted to help us and wanted to be a part of our lives and encourage me and encourage our kids during that season. And then just looking at the school, our oldest son is attending Christian school this year, and I feel like even though we don't attend the church, I feel like we've slowly become more and more of a part of the community that is this Christian school and this church. And it's so encouraging. We take our kids to Awana there every Wednesday night. My husband and I get an opportunity to go on a date night, which we don't really get any other night of the week. And it's so refreshing to know that A, our kids are safe and loved, and B, that they're being taught truth, and C, that we can then come pick them up and stand around for an hour having conversations with people, even though we're not a member of that church. We can show up to basketball games and run into people from the school and have hour-long conversations because these people genuinely care and are invested in our lives and in the lives of our children. And I just really, really have come to appreciate that and love that so much. That's truly what one of our desires was when we put Easton in Christian school, was to have that camaraderie and that relationship with people. And so we really enjoyed that too. So heading into 2023, I picked these goals, I picked this word community, and then I was thinking about the podcast. I've done a lot of thinking. I want this podcast to still be the original Caffeine and Chaos, you know, for moms, by moms, encouragement type stuff. But the last several months have really shown me that there are some difficult topics and difficult things that have come up in our lives that we've really had to tackle head on, utilizing scripture, utilizing just logic and our adult life. And I really am realizing that not a lot of mom podcasts talk about these things. I'm going to give you a prime example, okay? A couple months ago, my husband and I made the very difficult decision to leave a church that we had been members of over time for all in total, at least 4 years, we had been voting members at this church. There were just things at this church. There were things the last time we lived here, and there were things this time that we just could not get on board with. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And we began to watch our marriage deteriorate, our spiritual health deteriorate. It just was not a good situation. And so as we prayed and kind of sought out what we were supposed to do, it took us 6 months to finally make the decision to leave. That was so hard on us. And as a mom, my heart broke because I never want to tear my children away from people who care about them. And leaving the people at that church was something that really broke us. And I think what in the end broke us more was when we left to see the things that people had to say about us, because we just didn't go to their church anymore. And we didn't switch. We're not going to a totally different church altogether that's a completely out of line and not doctrinally sound. Like, that was the crazy part. But to have some of the things said to us that we've had said to us since we've left has just been mind-blowing and completely wild from people who we thought were believers who genuinely cared about our family. And now it turns out it really was just a, oh, you go to my church thing, so I'm going to pretend that we're family and we love you. But the second you make a different decision, it's not. And as I really thought about it, I tried to find podcasts, specifically mom podcasts, that talked about this, that talked about the struggle of having children and having to leave a church situation, where maybe you're comfortable, where maybe you know people, where maybe your kids know people. And nobody talks about this. Why? Because it's such a taboo topic. Sorry, you could probably hear Blue in the background. Oh, sorry, guys. Hang on. It's such a taboo topic. Nobody wants to talk about it, because if you voice your opinion about it, you say something, you're the bad guy, right? You were quote unquote talking crap about people on social media. That's not the case. Why can we not be open and honest about these things that happen in our lives? I don't care if you still choose to go to that church. Okay, I'm going to be very vulnerable. My best friend and her husband still go to that church. Okay, do I agree that that's the right church? No. But that's where they're choosing to go, and I'm not going to do anything but encourage them in that, because they have children too. Because they have children too, and they're trying to raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, same with us. But you want to know what's amazing? We can all get together and have coffee and hang out and watch football together this Sunday and share that in common and love on one another, even though we go to different churches. And that's just not something that's talked about in the mom community, because we're always told, oh, well, you shouldn't be saying that. You're talking crap about people. Well, that's not true at all. We're just sharing an experience in our life. Like, why can't we do that openly and vulnerably and share how we really felt about that and share what happened to us and talk about the things that really hurt us? So as I kind of thought about that concept in relation to my podcast, I want to keep Caffeine and Chaos what it is. I want it to be encouraging for moms, but I also want it to be honest, because I don't think that there's enough of that on the table anymore. I don't think that there's enough moms who are podcasting, who are talking about the hard things, who are talking about the crap that our kids are being told at school, who are talking about spiritual abuse and how it affects us as moms and how it affects our children. I know for a fact that we're not talking about home life and our marriages. What is it like to have a marriage fall apart after you have a baby, and how do you put that back together? My husband and I have done it 4 times. Okay. We have 4 children. We have done the years of the really difficult, quote unquote, separation in your own home for the first year of a baby's life because mom is so distracted by a baby and dad is just surviving and doesn't know how to help. And there's frustrations, and you know what I'm talking about. If you're a mom, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Nobody wants to talk about that anymore. And it's so sad to me. And I want this podcast to be an open and honest forum. So heading into the new year, I want to address those topics. And I know that I'm going to step on toes, and I know that I'm going to hurt people's feelings. And I'm going to say it now because I've had people say it to me before. I apologize way too much on this podcast for the things that I say. I don't think I have ever said anything that's out of line. I'm not asking people to agree with me. This is my platform, and I'm allowed to say what I want to say. But I have spent the majority of my life apologizing for the things that I say because I'm afraid to hurt other people's feelings. And the honest truth is sometimes people's feelings need to be hurt. And that's okay. But maybe I'm not hurting anybody's feelings. Anyway, all that to say this. Heading into the new year, I want my podcast to still be encouraging, but I also want it to be honest. So there may be some podcasts that aren't encouraging for everybody. They're just blunt and honest and straightforward about this is what's going on, and this is what we as moms need to get our heads wrapped around, because if we don't, this is what's going to happen. There are consequences for this. And I want to share my heart with you guys, especially with the way that the world is going right now. We have a very important job. We have a calling to our children to raise them the right way. Our kids were created for such a time as this, and we're epically failing because instead of teaching them how to live in this world and how to be accomplished and how to be successful, we're sheltering them. That's not what we should be doing. We need to be exposing them to things, not crazy things, okay? But we need to be speaking the truth and love to our children and exposing them to these things so that when they become young adults, yes, 10, 11, 12-year-olds, because I hate to break it to you, as much as you want them to stay off video games and TV and social media, they're still going to hear about certain things, and shame on you if you're not talking to them about it. That's something I feel very strongly about. Stop hiding and cowering in your closet from your kids about certain topics. And I know that that sounds really harsh, but I warned you. Those are the things that we need to be talking to our kids about because they're literally laughing in our face now. If you watched the Grammys, or if you know, are on social media at all, my husband and I are big music people, and I listen to secular music. But since the new year, I've really changed my tune and started listening to more Christian music. And when I tell you it's made a difference in my attitude, in my home, in the way that I do things, it's astronomically different. I notice a difference in my attitude when I'm not listening to Christian music. But then I see things like who won the awards at the Grammys and the types of music. I'm not talking about style, okay? I'm talking about the content of their music. Okay, you want to talk to me about music style? That's a different conversation. And we're going to disagree on it, I promise you. I'm talking about the lyrics. Sam Smith used to be one of my favorite artists when his first album came out. He was phenomenal. He was like a breakthrough in the singing world because his style was so different. His latest album is satanic and disgusting, and our kids are completely uncensored with it. They don't care. It doesn't faze them. But then you see his performance at the Grammys, which I only watched about maybe 10 seconds of because I literally couldn't. It is literally a satanic ritual that he performed on stage at the Grammys. And then they want to tell us, oh, these musicians, these superstars, they're not into all that. Lies. They are. And it's right in front of our kids' eyes. And if we're not properly preparing them and teaching them this is what this looks like, they're not going to know. You're not going to teach your kid to stay away from something unless you're showing them what it is. And I know I've heard constantly from pastors, well, you know, if you work in a bank, the only thing they do is give them the real thing. Great. I worked in retail for 15 years of my life, and I guarantee you I probably at some point dealt counterfeit money. Because you want to know something, someone who's good at making counterfeit money will make it feel real. So don't even. We can't act like that anymore. It's a poor example of how to raise our children. We have to be showing them the evil, not saying that we're exposing, like, here, sit and watch this 20-minute video on Sam Smith's satanic ritual that he performed at the Grammys. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we need to show them this is evil. Look at the titles of the songs in this album. There is intention when a musician picks the titles of their songs. And that whole entire album speaks anti-God, pro-Satan. That's the whole thing does. And as parents, we need to be doing a much better job of building up our children to recognize these things. I'm going to reference Mama Bear Apologetics a lot. They are one of my favorites. I love them so much. I'll probably even do a couple episodes on some of their stuff, but they are a phenomenal resource because they teach you apologetics that our kids need to know, even controversial apologetics, and they make it age appropriate. They give you the tools to make it age appropriate for your child wherever they're at, which I love, love, love. So I have rambled on long enough about all this. I think you guys get the point of where I want to go this year. I want this podcast to serve a greater purpose, especially in the world that we're in right now. There's a lot of scary stuff going on, and if there's one thing that I know as a military spouse, it's that you have to be cautious of what you see on the media and on the news and what you allow yourself to believe. At the end of the day, God is in control, and that needs to be at the forefront of our mindset. And we're going to worry and we're going to fret, and that's okay. That's because we're human. But I think if we face the challenges of this year better prepared and with an arsenal full of tools to better equip our family, we're going to be the ones who are ready for anything. So I'm going to end the podcast there. I'm so glad I finally had time to record a podcast and get all this out. I'm so excited for this year. I cannot promise consistency, but I'm definitely going to do my best. Right now, I may even just say once a week or once every other week. I'm just going to kind of roll with the punches these next few months with a lot of changes coming up, and we'll see what we get. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I hope y'all have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you later.